Good morning. It's Friday morning. Friday? Gosh, where are the days going? But, like the rest of you out there, looking out and it is another stunningly beautiful day. We're looking at the Proverbs this week and there's one that just hit me last night as I was reading, and it's a sort of strange one. It's not one of the, I suppose, more famous ones, but let me read it. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, and it says this: "Honour the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." Wow. I want you to understand something along with me here, that as you just wander through these incredible proverbs, this isn't one of these little boxes where you pull a promise out and you know, if you do this and be a good girl and all that sort of thing. Actually, I think primarily proverbs are about principles of living. The fact that as Christians, we don't live simply for ourselves, we live for something bigger. We're part of something wider. The gospel that we've welcomed into our lives connects us into a community and a vision and a plan and an agenda that God has. And within that, there are great principles that we need to sometimes adapt and adopt because we weren't living that way before. We were selfish. And we were just looking at ourselves and looking after ourselves. The gospel opens our eyes away from all of that. Yes, we have to care for our families and do all the things that are human, but we've become part of something that is wider and bigger. And there are principles in there that just live out the kingdom of God. At Life Church, we have a thing called partnership, and we refer to people as partners. And we often sort of say that many churches, and we used to call it membership, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think partnership is just a better word. It's more engaging because it's inclusive. I can be a member of any club and never go, but my membership still exists. With partnership, there's a contribution in business, in romance, of my time, of my love, of my emotions, of my finance, yes, and all the things. It's a bigger thing than just me and myself. So here's the question coming out of the verse that we've read: does your life honour God and the gospel with all that you have? With your money, with your friends, with your time, with your talents and the gifts that are uniquely you, all the things that makes you the person that you are, do they honour God in every way, shape and form? I trust they do, and I believe they do, but I'm just reminding us to take a check on it this morning. Because if we're talking about these proverbs being principles, then I just want to put three words in your mind this morning to chew over in the next 24 hours before we speak to you again. And they come out of the proverbs, but particularly this verse, I think, emphasizes them. What is the sort of way of life that you're living? As a Christian believer, if you are, then your life should reflect the God that you serve and love and that you honour. So it's more than just singing songs and saying, "I go to church." Actually, let me put three things in. Number one, generous. That's right there at the heart of this statement that the Proverbs are making. Is generosity a way of life that you live? Is it a principle that is part of your everyday existence? Even more so in the pandemic that we're in, when other people need possibly a little bit of encouragement, hope, whatever. What about trust? So generous is the first word, trust. God is asking us to trust him. So if it is, like this verse says, that we are giving of our time, of our money, of our talents, then we trust that he is going to use them and he is going to look after us in the trusting that we're doing, in the giving out that is happening. And the third one is righteous. So as a way of life, be generous, be trusting and be righteous. That's part of this verse as well. Live right. Do things the right way. Honour the Lord by living a lifestyle that is generous, trusting and righteous. May God bless you today in whatever your day brings. Lord, we commit ourselves to you, and I just pray that you'd open our hearts again. Lord, that we might be generous, that we might be trusting, that we might live righteous, because we are living for something bigger. Make a great day. Seize it. Carpe diem. Bless you all.